True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wide. We are live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and we are broadcasting from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local here, and we will recap all of the college and NFL action as well as previewing Monday Night Football here on Burger Night. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, Commanders pre- and post-game, it's Denton Day. What's going on, Denton?
Hey, Wad, what's up, man? I've had better Mondays, I can tell you that, but I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, and it's frustrating, right? And I'm defending Dan Quinn. But it's becoming more and more tough because that game felt like a game in which he had lost the locker room. Maybe you could argue he had just lost the defensive side of the ball because I think the offense showed a little bit of fight, but the defense was lost. Am I right, Denton?
Yes, so I don't know that he's lost the locker room, but the defense is bad. And there's no way of fixing it at this point in this season. And the frustrations are boiling over. We saw that with the Jerron Payne thing. We saw that with Javon Kinlaw. We saw that with Quan Martin as well. You know, we've seen Jerron have some instances before where he lets the emotions get the better of him. Kinlaw's new, so I don't really know how he was at other places in terms of the down-to-down, you know, emotions of the game. But Quan Martin, we've never seen anything like the way he got upset last night. So I do think that it's kind of everything coming together, and now the pressure is just weighing too much on a lot of the guys on defense. They already weren't that good to begin with, and now when you're just being silly and borderline selfish. I mean, Jerron Payne getting ejected was selfish last night. When you put yourself in that position, it's always going to make it difficult.
Yeah, it felt like a complete lack of effort on the defensive side of the ball. Like, they just didn't care.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, in November before Thanksgiving, you can't be on a Cancun. You know, if it's week 17 and you know this season's over, you're not making the postseason, you're just cashing checks at that point, you can be ready for Cancun. But you are still technically, mathematically alive. You actually even still now are at 3-7, but you just showed zero fight, zero heart against a Detroit team that if they really wanted to, they could have named their score. If they wanted to hang 60, they could have hung 60. I mean, it felt like they didn't take any real deep shots at all. They could have. They very easily could have. So they were just, there was no heart in it, man, and that was kind of depressing to watch.
Yeah, and just, we can't string together good plays in a row on the defensive side of the ball, and it felt like we just couldn't do anything to force a negative play. They got every single thing that they wanted, and, I mean, when you're watching a defense that's that bad, it's just depressing. And it's gotten to the point here where of 11 guys that play on defense, I'm not sure I can name one that I really believe in. And it used to be Mikey Sainristil, and I'm tired of watching him get beat in man-to-man situations.
Yeah, Sanders still has not been anywhere near as good as we thought. I actually don't hate Jonathan Jones, but he's not. That's not like a sexy name, right? We've barely seen him. So, in fairness, he doesn't have nearly the amount of track record here in D.C. that some of these other guys have had, where we've seen these other guys get beat. I've liked Trey Amos, but you know, he gets hurt last night, and it feels like this is the fourth game that he's left in some way, shape, or form with some kind of injury. So I agree with you, and that's what makes this thing even more depressing, Adam, as we look forward here. If you are going to transition into, like, evaluation mode, I'm evaluating the defense, man. They all suck. They're not very good. Like, there's not a lot of guys that you're like, man, I can't wait to see him take another step in 2025. It's really, really bad. The pickings are, well, it's not even slim. There's no pickings right now.
Yeah, no, this is as depressing as it's been in a while here, and yet we should be used to this, right? I mean, last year was, I don't want to say a fluke, but it was kind of a mirage. Like, this is not what we deal with here as Commanders fans. This is more of the norm of getting embarrassed week in and week out, and you look at the record, and we're way below 500. This has been my entire lifetime, and I thought that had changed, but here we are again, Denton.
Yeah, I thought it had. And a lot of it is that Jane Daniels masked a ton of problems last year. And we knew that, right? But I don't think we knew at the time, you know, prior to the season, how many problems he masked. And now that we're seeing what we're seeing, I mean, the fact that Jane Daniels didn't win MVP last year is actually astonishing, because he lifted what was an awful football team to the NFC Championship game. Now, is he the reason why, like, Louvu was an All-Pro last year and Wagner was? No. That's management thinking that a guy like Wagner is going to be the exact same player when he's a year older at the point in his career where these years really start to take a toll on you. It's on management for not going out and getting a guy that can rush the passer despite the exuberant amount of cap space that you had. But Jaden masked a lot of things, and he made it in our minds and in management's minds, this idea that they're just one game away. And just a few guys away from beating Philadelphia, when in reality, it is not even remotely close right now. I mean, Jaden is really, really good. You know, Terry is good. I don't know that he was there last night, though. That's kind of bothering me a little bit. It doesn't feel like he's at games a ton. But Jaden is still really, really good. But there's a lot of holes on this roster, man. And unfortunately, because they wanted to, you know, maximize on what Jaden's contract situation is, they gave up some picks. And a lot of picks, actually, to get some guys that, you know, Deebo, I think, has been fine. Tunsil's really good. I mean, he's been one of the bright spots. Marshon Lattimore is more likely than not done here. I mean, a lot of swings and misses so far for this this general managing group.
Yeah, and yet I don't fault them, because I felt like we were one game away. I felt like we had the young pieces here to build off of last season, and I would not take back any of the moves we made this offseason in terms of the trades or even the free agent signings. It's just it's missed, and it has not worked out. And so if the season ended today and the Commanders got a top 10 draft pick, what position are you taking?
I'm saying, first of all, it depends where in the draft. I think that's very important. If you're top five, I'm doing everything I can to get Reuben Bain out of Miami. He's an edge guy. He's likely going to be the top edge guy that's selected in this year's draft. He is fantastic. And while he doesn't solve all of the problems at edge, and it's, you know, unlikely that a rookie is going to come in and immediately be a game wrecker, he's a lot better than what they have right now. So I would love to go get Reuben Bain. If you want to go maybe later in the top 10 where Reuben Bain's already been drafted, Caleb Downs out of Ohio State, the safety, would be great in the back end of the defense, because I don't know about you, I've seen enough from Quan Martin to know that while he was a good player and he gave us some really good memories, specifically last year with that pick six against these very Detroit Lions, I think he's hit his ceiling in the NFL, and he's a good, you know, he's like a fine player to have on your roster. When he's supposed to be one of your best players on defense, that's a problem. So I would go after Caleb Downs, the safety out of Ohio State, if you're in the top 10, but maybe Reuben Bain has already been drafted.
Yeah, you're telling me you're giving up on a Ron Rivera draft pick? Ha, I'm fine with that. So I get what you're saying on the draft. The interesting thing is, so free agency comes first. So what are you targeting first in free agency and then saying, all right, we'll save the rest for the draft?
I'm spending as much money as possible on defense. You have to get younger. You have to get more athletic. No more of these one-year mercenary contracts where, hey, we're going to sign this dude for 1 year and hope that it works out. No. I need you to put your sack on the table, go out there and spend some real money, and get guys that are legitimately – you're not going to get game wreckers because game wreckers don't hit free agency. They just don't. But get guys that make a legitimate positive impact on the defense, which I understand the bar is very, very low. I mean, the bar's not even on the floor. It's basically in hell at this point after the four games we've just recently watched. But you have to go out there and get positive impact players on defense. So I'm spending a lot of money on the interior because I don't think that Jerron Payne is going to be back next year. I keep Eddie Goldman, though. I think he's been good. I get somebody on the edge that's a veteran that's not 36 years old. I'd get another linebacker who can run. I'd get some cornerbacks who can cover. I'd make sure that you're getting cornerbacks that fit the scheme that you're trying to play because it feels like all four of their cornerbacks like to play differently, which is a very odd culmination to have on the defense. But I'm putting a lot of the resources towards the defensive side of the ball next year.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have enough to get it done in one off season. Like, that's, I think, the biggest
struggle. I don't think they will either. Yeah, and that's the really unfortunate reality of where they are right now. And I know there's a lot of people criticizing those of us in the media for still pointing the finger at Ron Rivera, but you have to. I mean, he did an awful job over the course of 4 years building any semblance of a core, which puts this new management group in a position to where they didn't trust any of Ron's guys, or hardly any of Ron's guys. And how do you build a roster if you had 4 years, you know, back-to-back-to-back-to-back of pad drafts? It's really, really difficult to do.
Yeah, because you got to point the finger somewhere right now, and I'm not pointing it at Dan Quinn or Adam Peters.
No, not yet. I'm pointing at the players. I mean, they just have to play better. You're right. It looked like they gave up. Luvu, who was awesome last year, is not anywhere near as awesome. Like, that feels like last year, 2024, was a flash in the pan for him, unfortunately. And then Wagner's just getting older, and they can't rush the passer. I do think Jacob Martin's been fine, but he's just been fine, right? He's not a game wrecker. He's not an every down kind of pass rush guy. Preston Smith can't set the edge. Like, I'm blaming a lot of the players because they're just not that good at football at this current point of their careers.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Denton, appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
AWOD, appreciate it.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news out of New York. Brian Daboll is out as head coach of the New York Giants. Adam Schefter reporting. Sources, Brian Daboll fired as head coach of the New York Giants after another tough defeat for the G-men, a game in which it looked like they had the victory in their sights, and then a fourth quarter collapse once again, allowing 14 fourth quarter points to the Chicago Bears. There's certainly questions about the future of Jackson Dart. It seems like he keeps getting himself into injury trouble by putting his body on the line. Maybe they're blaming the coach for that. But another loss sees the Giants move to 2-8, 0-6 on the road, and that is the end of the Brian Daboll era. Brian Daboll out, fired as the head coach of the New York Giants. They have the lowest winning percentage in the league in the last two seasons. So Brian Daboll out as the head coach of the Giants. That's breaking news here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. What up, everybody? Here on a Monday, November 10th, and just heard breaking news. The Giants have fired their head coach after that was a Sunday afternoon that felt like Chicago couldn't do anything right. But they didn't give up. And eventually, something went their way. They took momentum for the Giants and kept it. And Chicago gets into the end zone. Chicago comes back to beat the Giants 24-20. And today, the news out of New York is that their coach is out. They make a huge change, firing Brian Daboll. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio, and that's big breaking news inside of the NFC East. The Giants moving on from coach Brian Daboll. We all kind of saw this coming. I just never believed that he was going to keep his job by changing quarterbacks to Jackson Dart, because why would you trust him once again here? He's had his opportunities in New York. They have not gotten going. They're just an awful team that seems like that they beat themselves over and over again. And it's a four-game losing streak, another loss in which they had a lead here in the fourth quarter, just like that Broncos game. And I think that's what came down to why Brian Daboll got fired here, is too many fourth quarter leads that turn into losses. As we transition to Washington, you know, Dan Quinn hasn't had that same opportunity that Brian Daboll has had, but he has had, you know, similar success early on. Like Brian Daboll early on in New York got to the postseason and then he kind of lost the locker room. And with Dan Quinn, you have to ask, has he lost the locker room? Because it does feel like Joe Witt Jr. has at least lost the trust of the defensive players, because they wanted him to move to the sidelines and they did not play for him. And I think that's my biggest takeaway. Like, here's how I feel today. I feel like my team had zero fight yesterday, or at least zero fight on the defensive side of the ball. The offense was far from good, but not embarrassing like the defense was. And last week we heard, all right, Joe Witt Jr. heard from the players that they wanted him on the sidelines so they could communicate with Joe Witt. And Joe Witt went to the head coach, Dan Quinn, and they made it happen. The performance that I saw yesterday looked like the players did not respond to Joe Witt Jr. being on the sidelines. If they're not responding to him, I'm not sure they care for him to keep his job. Because everybody that's paying attention knows that when you move somebody from the booth to the sidelines, the next move is out of Ashburn. You're fired, you're canned, your job's done. I think the player told you everything you need to know right there. They didn't play for him. He's gone. He is as good as gone. There's no chance Joe Witt Jr. will be the DC next season. But how will the defense improve? Because the entire team's performance this season has been awful. And I felt like, from what I watched, it was the beginning of losing the locker room. That there's certainly cracks in the locker room right there. And hopefully, everybody's angry with the way this season has gone. But they're not going to be able to turn this around. And I think you just wonder, like, how will they respond next season? Because this one has gone completely off the rails. Let's take a listen to Dan Quinn at the podium after the loss, another blowout loss, another blowout loss in a row, and a similar score that we've come to get used to now, 44-22. Here's Dan Quinn how off they are defensively right now.
We're way off, and that's up to us to fix that. And also told the team it's for us to go away, get it together. Not the worst thing for us. We got to find solutions, you know, where we're at. And doing that together, that's the right space to go do it. So we'll take it on the road tomorrow night, and we got a lot of things to fix. Like I said, we're off course, things to address, and being together is the best way to go do that.
Yeah, there will be no sitting on the beach in Barcelona sipping margaritas. I hope my dad gets to do that on his trip as he's at the airport today. I feel bad for anybody that's making the trip, thinking they were going to see a good offense, a solid defense, and Jaden Daniels. You're not going to see any of those three things. But here's the big question I have for you guys today. Do you still believe Dan Quinn is the right coach for the job? I do. And I was arguing with people yesterday after the loss, and I probably should have just thrown my phone away and not checked any of my text messages or gotten on Twitter because I felt awful after getting embarrassed once again, and this time by the Detroit Lions. But I'm here to defend Dan Quinn, and somebody asked me, Awad, how much longer will you defend Dan Quinn? Here's my stance. I will defend Dan Quinn until January 1st, 2027. January 1st, 2027. I want to see improvements. I want to see improvements before the end of this season for sure. All right? But I believe Dan Quinn has earned the right to have this offseason to figure things out. And then next season, if we're not good and it's the end of December, you'll hear me calling for his job. But that's my stance. I will defend Dan Quinn. I will defend Dan Quinn for another year and about 40 days. Does that make sense? Because I believe in him as the head coach. We need to figure out the new DC. Joe Witt's gone. I believe he's the right leader of men. I think he still has a good culture that he's built here. But they've lost the defensive side of the ball in that locker room. And nobody cares to play for Joe Witt. I think that's pretty obvious. Because in my mind, this is the game in which you would have seen more effort defensively with him finally moving from the booth to the sidelines. You didn't see that. You didn't see anything close to that. He's lost the defense. Joe Witt has. And he's going to be gone. And Michael's right. They'll probably make the change as soon as they land back in America from this trip to Madrid. That I'm not sure we're going to see any changes or any improvement defensively. But you know what? The Dolphins are just as bad as an organization this year. The thing is they've been fighting. They've been putting together a much better effort on both sides of the ball in the last few weeks. But I will continue to defend Dan Quinn until January 1st, 2027, because I believe in him. And I'm not firing my head coach based off of what I've seen this season. It has not been good. I'm not firing him yet. I'm holding out that he will be able to turn this around. I'm holding out that Dan Quinn is still the right leader in this locker room, and that Dan Quinn can slightly make changes and then go into the offseason and trust Adam Peters to make more changes, because Adam Peters is handcuffed to Dan Quinn too. Like, this was Adam Peters wanted Dan Quinn. I don't think he's given up on him a year and a half or even 2 years into his tenure. I think he has earned the right to try to right the ship this offseason, and then we'll fight next year. And if we're at this point next season with a 3-7 record, you're going to see the Heat turned up a ton. But I still believe in Dan Quinn. I'm still going to defend Dan Quinn. It's been ugly. It's been awful. I don't think my head coach is the reason why. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan Network.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100 count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh cut trees in store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's A-Wad here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'd like to speak with you Commanders fans. Is there anybody that hasn't given up on the season yet? 833-804-0910. It's a misery Monday once again as the Commanders lose their fifth straight game. A season that saw this team get off to a 3-2 start and had the lead on the opponent's side of the field trying to run out the clock against the Chicago Bears. And we dropped the ball. And the season has been over since then. And it's been frustrating. Lost to the Bears, lost to the Cowboys, lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Seahawks, and another blowout loss to the Detroit Lions. Coming up next, the Commanders will go to Madrid to face off against the Miami Dolphins. What changes do you want to see? 833-804-0910. It's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So last week, Frankie Louvu was suspended for a hip-drop tackle. He appealed and got it moved to a fine, and he got to play. I don't think the same is going to happen to Daron Payne. He punched Amon-Ra St. Brown and got ejected. And he was just suspended for one game, according to John Kine. I'm not sure they're going to be able to appeal that and get that knocked down. Everybody saw what happened. You can't punch somebody in a game. I mean, so stupid. We've lost our everything, right? We have no sense of what we're doing out there. I mean, just like defensively, the guys don't even know how to cover people. It feels like offensively, we have so many mistakes and penalties that knock us back and ruin drives, and we just don't even have a sense of our frustrations. You can never take it out on the opponent and punch him. Daron Payne's stupid for that. He's been stupid in the past. He's the one that punched Jonathan Allen. He's the only guy, actually, defensively, that's been playing good this season. And he couldn't control his emotions. Here's my take on what we've seen this season, and I told you guys this a few weeks ago. We are not who we thought we were. We are not who we thought we were. We thought we were a 12-win team that made it to the conference championship, that was one win away from the Super Bowl, that was 30 minutes away, that was one piece away, that was building off of their rookie season in terms of your franchise quarterback. Everything that we thought we were not. And we've been slapped in the face, and we've been humbled. Like, I want YouTube TV to be humbled. That's how this season has gone. We've been humbled. And so here's my take on this season. We're not who we think we are. And last year got into the players' minds more than coaching staff. Because I think the coaching staff had the right idea, and they had to build, and they had to bring in more talent. But the players that were here last year, I think all of them have a bloated view of how good they are and how good we are. And I think that's the bad combo that Washington is dealing with this season. And I think it starts with a guy like Frankie Louvu. I think Frankie Louvu thought he arrived. I think Frankie Louvu thought he was a player two away from being as good as Bobby Wagner in this league. I thought Frankie Louvu thought he deserved to be an all-pro linebacker just by showing up. Look at what we've seen from Frankie Louvu this year. He's been awful. You go around the defensive side of the ball, and even guys on the offensive side of the ball, we're not who we thought we were. Everybody's taken a step back. Everybody looks like they partied all offseason and then thought that they were just going to run this back with the same roster. Like, there's no youthful energy here on this roster because there's not many rookies making plays like there were last year. Like, the success of last year because of the first-round talent of Jaden Daniels and the rookies that were making plays, like Mikey Sainstrill, Johnny Newton, and it was getting everybody fired up, right? We're just not seeing that from rookies this year, and everybody's taking a step back, and I think we just had an overinflated view of who we are and the talent level of our team. That's exactly what I'm seeing here. To me, this is not on the coaching staff for the most part. This is the players. The players are not as good as they thought they were. And I think they thought that they could kind of walk through the offseason and the preseason and then get back to the form they were at in the conference championship game last year. But the reason they were at that level last year was because the work that they had put in and the grind. And that has not been the case this season at all. And so I just think we're watching a team that thinks that they're better than they are. And here's what Marcus Mariota said after the game. You tell me your thoughts on what Marcus Mariota had to say.
At the end of the day, in order to get things going in the right direction, you have to be transparent, you have to be honest. And I don't think we are who we think we are. So with that being said, it's a quick turnaround. It's a trip to Europe. It's an opportunity for us to kind of dive in together. You know, I believe in this brotherhood. I believe in the guys in the locker room. But like I said, there's got to be a sense of urgency, and I think our guys feel that.
We're not who we thought we were. We're not who we thought we were. We're not one piece away. We're not one game away. We're not 30 minutes away from the Super Bowl. We're not even close. And so I agree with him in terms of the transparency. Guys need to be able to look in the mirror and see how good they are compared to the rest of the NFL. And I think because of the success that we had as a team last year, the individual pieces thought that they were better than they are. And that's not the case. The reason we won games last year is because of how close-knit of a team we were. And that when one guy made a bad play, somebody else was there for him last year, right? And you could watch it on film last year. Like, when one guy missed a tackle, we gang-tackled. It didn't matter because there were three guys there, right? Oh, Mikey Sayers still missed a tackle. Oh, but Jeremy Chin's there, and Quan Martin's there, and Frankie Louvu's there. And it was complimentary football. And guys were picking each other up, right? And this year, it's been a next man up, but there's been no next man there. And everybody, we've just fallen off when we've gone to the next man in terms of talent and production, right? Nobody's come close to replacing Terry McLaurin. Not even close, right? And that's what's missing on the offensive side of the ball. Nobody's come close to replacing Jeremy Chin on defense, and it's not like he was even that good last year, but it's like by replacement. We've taken a step back by replacement. Will Harris was not as good when he played as Jeremy Chin, and then when he has been out, Jeremy Reeves has not been as good, or Percy Butler or Tyler Owens has not been as good. We've taken a step back in almost every single position. In terms of the edge rushers as well, we've regressed. And I think a lot of that is the guys have an overinflated view of how good they are because as a team we had success last year. And to me, that's not the coaching staff. All right. And Von Miller, I thought, made a very good point in the postgame when he was talking to reporters. And he said, we are not executing. It's not on the players. I mean, it's not on the coaches. The players are not executing. And to me, that's because the players think that they are better than they are. And they think that they can be a step behind and still make a play. No, By the time that they react, it's too late because they're thinking out there. They're thinking out there. We're not playing as a unit. We're playing as individuals that are all trying to make plays. Because we thought we were better than we are. We thought we had 11 Pro Bowlers on both sides of the ball. We don't. Not even close. All right, let's play Marcus Mariota's message to the team here. So Marcus Mariota gave a message to the team of what they're trying to improve on as we move through the next few games here in what has been an awful season. Let's take a listen.
Well, one, we do appreciate the support. We're not where we want to be, and we understand that. Secondly, continue to believe in this team, continue to believe in Q, continue to believe in the leaders of this group, because I've been in very many different locker rooms. I've been in a part of different teams that would have shut this down 2-3 weeks ago. So with that being said, there's fight in this dog. I believe in it, and we're going to get this right.
Well, they need to show up with more fight on the deep side of the ball. We haven't touched much on the offensive here side of the ball for Washington. I thought there was some fight on offense. I thought Cliff Kingsbury called a decent game. I thought Chris Rodriguez ran well. I thought Marcus Mariota played as good as you're going to expect from a backup quarterback. Treylon Burks, I thought, was decent and made a few plays. As much as I've gotten on Zach Ertz this season, he had an incredible catch for Washington. It was good to see Deebo Samuel get more involved once again. The offense scored 22 points. I don't love that at all. I don't hate it. Like, I do everything on the defensive side of the ball. I thought the offense showed a little bit of fight, and the defense, they got walked over. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Every Tuesday night, the college football playoff top 25 is revealed, and a dramatic reveal of the 12-team bracket. This is not going to be as dramatic, but Hokie Steve and I are going to go through our 12 teams right now.
Let's go conference by conference.
All right. And I think you have to start with the Big Ten because that's slots 1 and 2.
All right. So I've got Ohio State, I've got Indiana, and I've still got Oregon in there is my three teams from the Big Ten.
So you're sticking with three for the Big Ten.
Correct.
Tell me how they get a fourth team in.
Like you said, if Michigan ends up 10-2 with a win over Ohio State on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, I think that elevates somebody like Michigan. And I didn't look at USC's schedule coming in here, but
they have an opportunity.
They've got an opportunity. I think I like either one of those.
They've
two
got
teams.
Iowa, Oregon, and UCLA.
They've got two huge games potentially to play their way in.
If let's say USC beats Iowa. All right, USA, yep. Oregon, is that an elimination game?
Yeah, I think it could, very well easily could be.
Because I think if USC beats Oregon, then you go back to, well, what's their big win on the season? Penn State.
Right.
Does nothing for me.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next team. So you've got three.
I've got three.
From the Big Ten.
What about you?
SEC. I've got three as well.
Okay.
And I actually think Oregon's going to win that game and get it.
I really thought Oregon was going to lose to Iowa, and I said that last week. I said they've got a tough game at Kinnick. The weather was bad. It was perfect for Iowa to win that game, and you know they had to kick a field. They had to walk off, kick a field goal,
yeah,
to get out of there alive. So,
and I also don't think Michigan will beat Ohio State. I think Ohio State is, as much as I'm down on the Big Ten, I think Ohio State's been the best team in the country.
Michigan, the only reason I give Michigan a serious shot in that game is because the game is at Michigan.
And they did it last year, too.
And they beat them in Ohio. They beat them in Columbus.
Yeah. All right, SEC, we've got, of course, in the top 25 here, you got a ton of representatives, but Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia are the big three.
Texas A&M, I've got Ole Miss in there, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, those, and then I at this point, as of today, I'm telling you that if they had to pick it today, Texas gets in as a fifth team.
So you would go Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas also.
Correct.
All right. So
correct.
But you're going to, on this record, you're going to just pick four.
Okay. Well, then those are my four. Alabama, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and Georgia.
Okay. And then we go to the Big 12.
The Big 12. I've got, because Texas Tech was so dominant the other day against BYU, and BYU still has to go to play a game at Cincinnati in 2 weeks. I think Texas Tech right now is the one team that gets in the Big 12.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not convinced. I think BYU could take another loss or very easily could lose to Cincinnati in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think BYU will win a couple of big games and get in. I can see the Big 12 getting two representatives.
Well, but if BYU ends up running the table and then beats, they would have to then beat Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game, which, by the way, that game's in Dallas.
Could you see them losing the Big 12 championship game and getting in?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So you're sticking with one Big 12.
Yeah, I'm sticking with one.
And the ACC?
And I'm sticking with one. And that would be, like I said, Georgia. I think Georgia Tech and SMU have the two best shots to get to Charlotte. And I think Georgia Tech would win that game.
Yeah, I agree. I'd be interested to see if SMU gets back to the ACC championship game, do they play better this year, right? Because they did not show up last year in that game against Clemson, at least until the second half.
Well, you're right. And then Clemson had to kick a field goal, walk off field goal to beat them. But they're off this week, so they can get healthy a little bit. Then they've got Louisville next week at home. And then they got to go to Cal. So I really think SMU is solid at 7-1. I mean, there's a scenario where it's crazy, but there's about five teams that could go 6-2 in the league. And
yeah.
Again, then you got crazy tiebreakers.
Then it opens up for everyone.
Then you got crazy tiebreakers. This is a huge game for Virginia this week down at Duke. If they can somehow find a way to win, then obviously they're in a lot better shape than a lot of people think they are right now.
Yeah, and we'll be listening to Tony Elliott speaking with the media here today and tomorrow, but I don't have very much confidence that Chandler Morris can return because it just looked bad. And I just don't know
about the concussion protocol. You know, after he was on the sidelines in the third and fourth quarter,
yeah,
in street clothes, and I read a post game thing that said Elliott said, "Hey, he said he was okay," but every kid says they're okay, right?
Right, and. So. Why, if he was okay, why wouldn't he have returned? Because there was some kind of protocol that he didn't meet. Right?
Well, 2 weeks ago, Arch Manning got knocked out of a game. He was in concussion protocol, and then he played the next week against Vanderbilt, and they came back and they won.
All right. Are you putting Notre Dame in?
I think they go 10-2, and I think Notre Dame is solid at 10-2 in the tournament.
And then, who is your G5 rep?
Right now, I think if it was today, I would think it would be USF. Today.
I mean, that's not going to make our JMU listeners happy
at
all.
I know. And again, the only reason I'm saying that is because South Florida has a win over Florida, and JMU does not have a Power Four win. And again, I think the committee, based on what I saw last week, is going to put huge numbers behind the strength of schedule.
So if you have four SEC, three from the Big Ten, that's seven. Notre Dame is eight.
Right.
Texas Tech, Georgia Tech, South Florida, 11.
Right.
Who's the 12th school?
Well, I'm going. The SEC gets one more team in, and that would be Texas.
Yeah.
If that's what I'm saying, I think as of today, Texas is in. If they lose to Georgia, then they're out.
That's why I have the Big 12 getting a second team, because if it comes down to the ACC versus the Big 12, what do you think the committee is going to pick?
Who gets the second team in? Only if Georgia Tech beats Georgia, then I think the ACC's got that's their best shot.
Because they still have that opportunity.
If Pitt runs a table and ends up 10-2, and then loses a 41-38 walk off to whoever, that would be a scenario. But I still like the Georgia. I think what Georgia Tech has done to date. Georgia Tech has been – we've been talking about Georgia Tech all year.
Yeah.
We haven't been talking about Pitt all year, right? Georgia Tech has got a lot more right now street cred in this deal, even with the loss to NC State, which was a bad loss. I agree. But I just think, with a win over Georgia, that would solidify them to get a second team in.
So I think Louisville and Pitt, and then you look at Cincinnati and Utah. Who are you picking between those four teams there?
To be a second team,
yeah. I'm probably leaning towards Utah or Cincinnati. Now Utah just beat Cincinnati
badly. Yeah.
and that was a big win for Utah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll have an opportunity to build a resume, not like as much as they really need it to, over the next 3 weeks with Baylor, Kansas State, and Kansas. I mean, if they finish 10-2, they certainly are going to be in the hunt here, and I think the committee will have to choose. Is it going to be a second Big 12, a second ACC, or are we just going to give another spot to the big dogs? I would rather give a second to either the Big 12 or the ACC.
I personally would rather give it to the ACC if we were, you know, if we had to choose. But, I mean, again, I think the strength of schedule and what you do, especially up, I think they're really looking at the whole body work, but I think the strength of schedule is huge. And I just don't think Cincinnati and Utah are in the equation right now. They're going to have to play their way in, which means Cincinnati will have to beat BYU. But I was really impressed with what Texas Tech did on Saturday.
I was too.
They dominated. They dominated from that game from start to finish. And the fact that they had the Big 12 championship game in their home state, I think Texas Tech will be the clear cut Big 12, you know, champion. And they'll be going. I don't know if they get a second team in, and that's why, you know, when you give the committee an opportunity to reward somebody like a Texas or a Vanderbilt or a Michigan, I think they take that route.
Yeah, because they're going to reward you for the strength of schedule and the body of work that you put together for the entire season.
Correct.
And the ACC, just they struggled at the beginning of the year, as they have in the last few seasons. For our Virginia fans listening, you got to find a way to beat Duke, beat Virginia Tech,
yep,
and win the ACC title game.
Yeah, then you're in.
Yeah.
Again, they still control their own destiny.
Right.
You went out, you're in.
Yeah.
And they've got an off week next week, too. So if there's any scenario where, you know, they go down and get the win at Duke, and then they have another week to get Morris healthy. If he doesn't play on Saturday, then he's healthy for the Hokies. So, I mean, again, you win out, you're in. It's that simple.
Yeah, even though you just come off of a heartbreaking loss and you lost your quarterback, you still have everything to play for.
Yeah, absolutely. They were the only undefeated team going into Saturday. They were the only undefeated team in the ACC in the league. Hmm. So they've just got the one loss. Now you've got four teams that are sitting at 5-1.
Yeah,
and two teams that are 4-2. And I think SMU of the 5-1 teams are probably playing the best football right now.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be interesting next few weeks here in the ACC and all things college football. That was Hokie Steve. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.